Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A very tearful Country Music Hall of Fame ceremony after the death of Naomi Judd. And Dean, they were just performing together at the Country Music Television Awards. What was that, a month ago?
Yeah, it was a month ago. They were planning on doing one final concert tour, supposed to start in the fall. And this Country Music Hall of Fame induction ceremony has been planned for quite some time, but Naomi died on Saturday. The ceremony was on Sunday. They were going to cancel it, but the Judds, Winona and Ashley, the daughters, said that they would like it to go on, and they would, you know, like their mom to be honored. So it did, and you know, they tearfully accepted the honor for the Judds, which, you know, of course, were one of the most popular country music duos in the history of recorded sound. They got their accolades, and Naomi died. According to the family, Ashley put a tweet out over the weekend saying that her mother succumbed to mental illness, but didn't say anything more than that. So far, that's all that we know about cause of death, is that particular statement. She died at her home just outside of Nashville, and only 76 years old, I might add.
Very, very sad. Bill Murray's been in the news lately. Here's my question. This is all about an interview he gave to CNBC. What was Bill Murray doing on CNBC? Was he giving stock tips over there?
Those would be the last stock tips I would ever take, by the way. Apparently, he's an investor in some kind of financial enterprise that is going on, and so he was available, you know, because of that. But what surprises me is that he, you know, it was so openly and so candidly talked about this. This is something that could wind up in court. This is something, you know, we still don't know what the quote inappropriate behavior was for which he is being accused. We don't know who the person is who is accusing them. They are rightfully keeping it all quiet until it's all sorted out. But Bill Murray had no problem going on, and he talked really quite at length about it. He talked for like 5 or 6 minutes. This is just a little snippet of what Bill Murray had to say.
Well, there's a difference. We had a difference of opinion. I had a difference of opinion with a woman I'm working with. I did something I thought was funny, and it wasn't taken that way. You know, the world's different than it was when I was a little kid. You know, what I always thought was funny as a little kid isn't necessarily the same as what's funny now. Things change, and the times change. So it's important for me to figure it out. And I think the most important thing is that it's best for the other person. I thought about it, and I figured if it's not best for the other person, it doesn't matter what happens for me.
Yeah, you know, he's been obviously doing some soul searching about this, you know, and just reflecting on, you know, whatever it was that happened, he thought it was just, you know, kind of typical Bill Murray pranksterism. But, you know, you do have to be a lot more careful these days what you say. Mm-hmm. People are going to take offense at certain things, and, you know, he's being reflective about it. He's not being defensive. He's not saying, oh, you know, people can't take a joke or whatever. He's saying that, you know, he has to really think about, you know, what has happened here, and hopefully he can learn from it, and hopefully it can be healing for the other person. Apparently, Berkshire Hathaway was having their annual shareholders meeting. And that's Bill Murray is a Berkshire shareholder, attending the meeting, and that's, I guess that's why he was there.
Either that or he crashed it, as he's known to do.
Any kind of unpredictable behavior. I've personally been involved in many an unpredictable behavior from Bill Murray in interview situations.
Yeah.
So really nothing would surprise me.
Yeah, I've gotten a few phone calls from him over the years. Well, the times may have changed, but that's not stopping the 70s show from coming back, I guess.
No, and I guess this is going to be kind of fun. It seems like they are going to be rebooting that 70s show. It is going to be called That 90s Show. Hopefully it'll be better than when they rebooted it and called it That 80s Show, because that was kind of a disaster. But this time, many of the original actors from That 70s Show, from good old Point Place, Wisconsin, will be back on this series. Topher Grace, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, Wilmer Valderrama, all will be making guest appearances. They won't be completely reprising their roles, but the premise of the show is that the 90s show will follow the daughter of Eric and Donna as she visits her grandparents back in Point Place, Kitty and Red. Looks like it could be fun. Danny Masterson is not going to be part of this. He was part of the original cast. He is, as you may remember from the news, going on trial for a rape later on this year. So he's not going to be part of it. Don't know when it's going to be on, but it's supposed to be coming to a Netflix near you sometime soon.
The weekend box office. What movies were populated by people?
Well, none. They're mostly all animated this weekend. That movie, the animated movie, The Bad Guy, wound up being the number one movie again, now 2 weeks in a row. And after that, it was Sonic the Hedgehog 2, just to kind of give you an idea of the kind of movies that people are going to see this weekend. After Sonic the Hedgehog 2, it was Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore, The Northman, and Everything Everywhere All at Once. This Liam Neeson movie, Memory, that opened on Friday, only debuted in the number 8 spot. That's kind of a bomb, and maybe an indication that people are getting a little tired of the Liam Neeson action movies right now. But in the interview that we did with him last week, he had mentioned that he's working on something completely different with Seth MacFarlane. Listen to what he said.
I've been approached about maybe doing a comedy. They were going to thinking of resurrecting the Naked Gun series of films, and Seth MacFarlane, I believe Seth and his writing team are working on the script, and he's asked me would I fill the large shoes of Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
We'll see if that happens. You know?
How about that? That's breaking news right there.
he'd be perfect as the new Leslie Nielsen, wouldn't he?
Yeah, as the new Lieutenant Frank Drebin.
Uh-huh. Right.
I love those movies. I they're so ridiculous, but I can't get enough. And he is stoic and you know, just like the great Leslie Nielsen was, that he would be perfect for that.
Right, yeah. The secret to those movies, you get people like George Kennedy, too, yep, who always did those straight, serious parts, and have them do these ludicrous
ridiculous parts, right.
Let's get to the McCartney concert the other night and what he did with video of John Lennon.
Yeah, you were the first person that I thought of when I saw this video who would appreciate it and kind of, you know, go jaw-dropping the way that I did when I saw it. Paul McCartney just started his new concert tour. It's called the Got Back Tour. It kicked off in Spokane, Washington over the weekend. And he does his whole show, great show. McCartney does a great show, as always. But as one of the encores, he sings the old Beatles songs, I Got a Feeling. That's a song that they did way back in the day. And what director Peter Jackson did, he's the guy that created that 13-hour documentary that came out last November. He called Paul McCartney one day and he said, I have an idea for something. I can isolate John Lennon's voice from this one particular song, so it'll just be by itself. So your band can play live, you can sing live, and then we can add John Lennon, singing. You can accompany John Lennon singing with this. So it goes up on the big screen, and this is, you know, this is from the audience perspective, but this is kind of what it sounded like. John's image comes up on the screen when he starts singing, but with a live band and with Paul McCartney accompanying him. The crowd, of course, goes wild, and it's like a really, really cool mashup between these lifelong friends, you know, former bandmates, one of the most famous songwriting duos of all time, reunited once again. And Paul McCartney actually had to stop at one point because he got a little bit overwhelmed with the emotion with it. If you want to watch it, it's on video. Sadly, we're not going to be able to see that happen live in concert because the McCartney tour is not coming through Chicago this year. So we're going to miss out on that.
Yeah, they use the clip of John from the famous rooftop concert. And I think that's Paul's encore on this tour, which, as you say, not coming to Chicago, at least not yet anyway.
Right, yeah. Maybe it'll come. I mean, the right now the concert tour only goes till like July. So, you know, maybe they'll add some dates, you know, for later on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure was cool to see those two guys back together again. Can't get enough of that.
And Paul's going to be at 80, I think, next month.
That's crazy.
Yikes.
And still puts on an amazing show.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours without a glass of water. Thanks, Dean.
Or at that age, going to the bathroom.
Right. More impressive.
Right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.